Thanks be to God.
Be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Feels like the finally the weather is warming up, and we definitely welcome beautiful spring weather along with the beautiful Easter we are expecting. And I pray that we all will experience the presence of God speaking to us, touching our hearts and touching our lives as we worship together this morning. Three businessmen own shops in the same building. They kept friendly relations after knowing each other for decades, but not without rivalry and competition. Times were tough. Suffering from low sales activity, the owner of the shop at one end of the building wanted to recover and put up a sign above his front entrance that read, "Year-end clearance." The owner of the shop at the other end of the building experienced the same economic downturn. His shop needed to clear out items out of season. So he displayed a sign that reads, "Annual closeout." The owner of the middle store noticed those sales signs. After careful consideration, he hung a sign over his front door. It read, "Main entrance." Imagine which of the three businesses had the high sales. There is no doubt that the middle shop attracted the largest number of customers, because that's the main entrance, potentially leading to the most successful sales. Not everyone achieved the same outcome after putting in the same amount of effort in businesses or projects. It is true of our spiritual life. We take many actions to grow and nurture our faith, but some actions empower us spiritually more than others. One of the best examples of this truth can be found in the stories of two sisters, Mary and Martha. Although they are sisters, they have distinct personalities and types of faith. Mary appeared to be rather quiet, while Martha was the go-getter type. Mary enjoyed sitting quietly next to Jesus and listening to him, while Martha was always busy serving. Both sisters loved Jesus. However, they expressed their faith in different ways. Believers can be grouped into one following Mary and another following Martha. We will reflect on the two sisters' distinct expressions of faith, which teach us where we should place our spiritual priorities. The three siblings, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, were friends and followers of Jesus. They lived in Bethany, where Jesus visited on multiple occasions. He stopped by Bethany a week before Passover, as the town is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, located on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. Immediately after today's visit, you can see that the scripture continues, gospel continues, that describing that Jesus entered Jerusalem at the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. His visit to Bethany a week before Good Friday was not coincidental. During this visit, Mary poured ointment on Jesus' feet in preparation for his burial. Let's begin with Martha and see what kind of person she was. Note that Martha was doing during Jesus' last visit to Bethany. She was serving dinner for Jesus and the guests. This was not the first time Martha had taken on this role. She had always been a server. Let me read from Luke 10, which describes another occasion of Jesus' visit with the two sisters. Verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, he entered the village. A woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was disturbed with much serving, and she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." This Luke's passage is more explicit about Martha's serving. In fact, Martha became very tired from serving and desired Mary's help. And note what Mary was doing here. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. Isn't this similar to what Mary did during Jesus' last visit to Bethany? In terms of body language, Martha was busy moving around while Mary sat quietly at Jesus' feet. We can observe similar reactions when Jesus visited them after their brother Lazarus died. When news of Jesus' arrival reached the sisters, Martha went out of the house to meet Jesus while Mary sat in the house. Only after Martha informed Mary that Jesus was looking for her did Mary go out. When Mary saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." As expected, Martha was more talkative than Mary during this particular visit. What differences can we observe between those two sisters? Martha was always more active and outspoken than Mary, while Mary was passive and stationary. Mary was at Jesus' feet on all three occasions and took fewer actions than Martha. Martha deserved more credit than Mary because, in terms of physical exertion, Martha, as an energetic and service-oriented believer, consumed far more calories than Mary. However, Jesus praised Mary and her choice, stating, "Mary has chosen the good portion." Regarding Mary's anointing, Jesus declared in Matthew 26, "Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed throughout the world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." What was the reason behind Jesus' praise of Mary? Martha undoubtedly loved Jesus and did her best to serve meals to him and the guests. But notice the contrast between Martha and Mary. During serving, Martha distanced herself from the one who provided spiritual empowerment. On the other hand, by sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his teaching, Mary connected herself intimately with Jesus for spiritual nurture. Jesus praised Mary because she placed getting spiritual nurture as her spiritual priority. Now, we can easily relate to Martha, who loves to take action. We want to be out there serving people and keeping ourselves busy with many tasks. Having quiet time to converse with God may not seem as appealing as helping others. But be aware, it was not only Martha's position, but also Judas Iscariot, who argued that the expensive ointment could have been sold to aid the poor. What should our priority be? Serving people or focusing on spiritual nurture? This is a profound theological question that shapes faith and mission. Depending on where we place our priorities, our acts of faith can vary. Yet, let us remember that Mary is the role model for believers whom Jesus praised. Isn't that wonderful? We have three Marys sitting and worshiping with us today, all three of them. Believers like Martha would dismiss Mary as if Mary had taken an easy way out. Look, Lord, Mary is idle and does not care about how busy I am. Martha's complaint revealed that being occupied with endless work had led her to burn out. She felt left out, became less motivated, and lost the joy of serving. Only a sense of duty remained in her heart. Martha forgot the fundamental vision for her service and prioritized her own agenda instead of Jesus's in the end. John Ortberg, a pastor of the Willow Creek Church in Chicago, wrote the following article on the ruthlessly eliminate hurry on leadershipjournal.net. Not long after moving to the Chicago area to serve as teaching pastor of Willow Creek Community Church, John Ortberg called a friend to ask for spiritual direction. I describe the pace of life in my current ministry, Ortberg writes. The church where I serve tend to move at a fast clip. I also told him about our rhythms of family life. We are in the van driving, soccer league, piano lesson, school orientation night. I told him about the present condition of my heart as best as I could discern it. What did I need to do, I asked him, to be spiritually healthy? After a long pause, the friend said, "You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life." "Okay, I've written that one down," I told him, a little impatiently. "That's a good one. Now, what else is there?" Ortberg had many things to do, and this was a long-distance call, so he was anxious to cram as many units of spiritual wisdom into the least amount of time possible. There was another long pause. "There is nothing else," the friend said. "You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life." Ortberg eventually got it. "I have concluded that my life and the well-being of the people I serve depends on following his prescription. For hurry is the greatest enemy of spiritual life in our day." Remember that. Hurry is the greatest enemy of spiritual life in our day. He said, "Hurry destroys souls." life never slows down. In the busyness of life, we often do not find time for spiritual growth and nourishment. However, let us be mindful of the spiritual routine that Mary maintained. She always sat at the feet of Jesus. She was right at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. She was at the feet of Jesus, pouring ointment and wiping at his feet and wiping with her hair. She fell at his feet when Jesus came to visit them after Lazarus died. She was always at the feet of Jesus. Mary's act of sitting at the feet of Jesus was her spiritual exercise, walking in the garden of the heart. Jesus desires us to be like Mary and walk in the garden of the heart, contemplating his love and his plan for us, expressing our love for him, discussing our life path and wishes. As Jesus prays honestly in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweated profusely that his sweat turned to blood. Our walk in the garden of the heart may not be as laborious as Jesus' prayer, but it requires significant spiritual efforts. Let us walk in the garden of the heart and sit at the feet of Jesus as often as we can. Our spiritual routine will help us develop the spiritual strength to bolster our faith, enabling us to face any challenges that life presents. Amen.